Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
And now, time for an impromptu game of Who the Hell Are You? Radio 1. So I've obtained a phone number this weekend.
Okay.
So we're going to play our game that we haven't played for a while now.
Yeah.
Do you remember this? We call them up, and you have a quick chat with them.
We haven't done this for ages.
Yeah. And try and work out from their voice which famous person you're talking to.
Okay, yeah, fine.
Right,
yeah.
So you just got to try and keep a conversation going with them.
All right.
Until you work out who it is.
I'm a bit rusty at this, but I'll do my best.
Let's have a go. You will want to have this number in your personal.
I'm a bit out
phone,
of but... who the hell are you practice, you know?
Just have a chat with them.
Okay, yeah.
Right?
I can do
you
that.
Remember that, don't you?
They're famous, aren't they?
Yes.
Very?
And hot.
Okay. Are they French?
This is the Vodafone voice
line service
for 0777 0774 914. Please leave a message.
Cut it off!
Were you a bit slow then or something? What was wrong with you?
Oh, no.
I'm going to stop saying anything now so that I have no responsibility to this little section. The blame is nothing to do with me and all on you. Even though your head is in your hands, I can still see through that you've gone a funny colour.
Radio 1.
Radio 1 podcast.
Okay, so that went wrong.
Who is it then?
So sorry, sorry to you, the listener, for not having an amusing feature there involving a celebrity, and sorry to the lady celebrity involved.
Lady celebrity, right, okay. Who then? You have to give me some more clues than that. Female's a start.
It's someone from your favourite girl group.
Girls Aloud?
It's Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Rob.
Hi, how you doing?
Very good. Now tell me what's happened.
I might be able to say. I had to go out for my girlfriend to get a bit of shopping for her. And I think she's got the woman's thing, you know, like the monthly thing.
Yeah.
And, went to the chemist for her. And, had a look around for what she needed and, like, what I thought they was called. And had a look around for her and couldn't find them. Asked the lady, like some lady at work there, I said, can you tell me where you can find the tampoons? And she went, do what? And I said, the tampoons, you know.
And why were you asking for the tampoons?
Well, that's what she wrote on the list. Could you get me some tampoons?
And then what happened in the shop?
Well, the lady, I said to her, I said, can you tell me where I can find the tampoons? And she said, the what? And I said, the tampoons. And she looked at me and
She didn't do that thing where she's like, have we got tampoons in?
Yeah, she shouted out. She said, excuse me, Linda. This gentleman wants to know where we keep the tampoons. I was just went bright red. Everybody looked at me in the shop.
you just read it out on the list. You read it wrong.
I know.
So you felt quite stupid, yeah?
Yeah, I felt really stupid, especially when she was shouting out.
Well, the thing is, I've got news for you, Rob, right?
What's that?
I don't think you're as stupid as you think you are.
Why is that?
Because I've done a bit of research, right?
Yeah.
Phoned around a couple of chemists.
Right.
Listen to this.
Liz Pharmacy, good afternoon.
Hello.
Hello, Liz Pharmacy.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hi, I wonder if you can help me.
Yeah.
Do you sell tampoons?
Sorry?
Do you sell tampoons?
Tampoons?
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
You do?
Yeah.
The thing is, I've got this shopping list here from my girlfriend, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it says, go to the chemist...
Yeah.
And get tampoons.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I don't actually know what they are.
What are?
Tampoons.
So, please come, I will tell you. We will tell you.
Okay, well, can you not tell me now?
Sorry?
What is a tampoon?
Please come to pharmacy and I will tell you.
Is it a secret?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so you can't tell me what a tampoon is on the phone?
No, we cannot buy...
top secret tampoon.
Top secret.
Yeah. They can't tell you on the phone.
Oh.
Well, you have to come into the shop to find out what a tampoon is.
Maybe they've got a special room that you have to go to, and they tell you to sit you down.
You have to go in the secret tampoon room, and then they reveal the secret of the tampoon. But what are these mysterious tampoons that we speak of?
Radio 1.
Radio 1 podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
So you played at Wembley Stadium at the weekend.
Yeah, on Saturday, yeah. It was
fantastic. I saw it on TV.
Did you?
Yeah.
There was a little bit on the news.
So this is the first ever match to be played at Wembley Stadium, the new Wembley.
It was, yeah. I was in the very first match to be played, yes.
Obviously, I got offered it as well,
yeah.
But I turned it down.
Yes.
Now, a little note about when you walked out onto the pitch.
Yes.
Are you aware of what you were doing at the time?
Yes, I am now, having seen a little bit on the news. They put us all in the tunnel and they made us all line up. And this was this very, very, very special moment. The first two teams to walk out onto the hallowed turf at Wembley to play in the very first game.
And what were you doing?
Scratching my arse.
Brilliant.
And my hand down my shorts as I walked out. And that was the footage that appeared on at least two different news bulletins that I saw.
And that's going to be, like, for years and years to come, that footage is going to be shown on all those programmes.
Here are the first two teams walking out of Wembley, me with my hand down my pants.
Remember those ones, like, off the 50s? This is London. Pathé News. That's going to be what's... In 30 years, it's for you scratching your arse as you walk out onto the turf.
The big number 5 in the blue appears to have his hands down his pants. How are you?
I'm all right. After nearly being killed by a small child earlier.
Why?
Right, I was doing some shopping, and have you seen those kids with those strange shoes with wheels on? Not roller skates.
I was going to say roller skates. you're out of touch. No, I haven't.
There's new invention, legs. No, they're about 8, 9-year-olds.
Right.
The first time I saw them, okay, the child is walking, and now the child is gliding. Surely this must be some kind of witchcraft. But... They can walk and then glide. You must have seen them. They're in every supermarket everywhere.
I haven't seen them.
Right. They had come out of nowhere, and the look on this 9-year-old boy's face is about to smack into me. It was like, no! There you are, just casually reaching for a packet of rich tea. And
oh, your showbiz life. Oh.
Scott Mills, Radio 1.
Have you seriously never seen them?
No, never, honestly.
They're a menace.
That's what they are.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
This is Radio 1.
Natalie?
Hi, Scott.
Thank you very much for your email.
That's all right.
Now, I don't quite understand what the hell you're on about, to be honest. So if you could just tell me the story, that would be nice.
OK, well, I went out with this guy this weekend. It's pretty hot, it was really nice. And then the date was going really well, I was having a drink and that, and then he said he wanted to show me something.
Blimey, that early on in the date as well.
That's not my kind of guy.
Straight to the point. He reached into his coat pocket...
Yes?
And pulled out a little bag. It was like, you know, from like CSI, the little evidence bags.
Yeah, well, those little plastic things.
Yeah, a little plastic bag with this thing in it.
What thing?
A mole that he had removed from his face.
Right.
See, when I read the email, I was thinking, does she mean one of those moles, you know, the fluffy ones that dig in your garden?
A mole that he had removed from his face that he carries around with him.
Why would you do that?
When people ask him where his mole's gone, he can just show them.
Ah. Well, so he just goes, here it is, in this bag, and pulls it out and goes
there.
Yeah,
he just whips it out in a little bag.
Right, and how did you react to that, please?
I think it's wrong. Like, carrying a body part round with you in a bag.
Well,
on a first date as well.
He's obviously been attached to it for many years. He probably doesn't want to let it go.
Exactly. I just think it's wrong, though.
I know someone that had a boil removed once and they kept it.
Oh, God.
Really?
Yeah, they had it lanced. Oh, I can't stand that word!
Oh, is that up there with panties?
Oh! I suggest that they put it into some jewellery.
Oh!
Like an attractive brooch.
How do they carry that around with them? Again, in like a little plastic
pot. Yeah.
Lanced,
it means that they just kind of...
Hack it off
with a
knife.
They spear it. Ah! Right, so, I mean, are you going to see him again, or...?
No, because he carries a body part round with him.
It's not a body part, is it?
It was part of his body.
Yeah.
There are worse body parts you could have be carrying around with you. Look what these are.
And it was his own. He wasn't carrying around somebody else's body part, which would be even worse.
No, I'm not going to see him again, not after that.
Scott Mills.
This is Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Hello, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
Hello. It's Dom in Devon.
Hi, Dom in Devon. How can I help?
My, last week, my, big toenail fell off. It was rotten, and it fell off whole. I've kept that.
Why?
Okay, I quite like it.
Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.